Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and thanks so much for being here, and I hope everyone is doing really well tonight. Now, just before I get to my guests, I just want to mention one little tiny thing. On Sunday, January 3rd, from 2 to 5 p.m., I'm going to be doing a workshop in New Britain, which is in the Philly area, and this workshop's all about what numerology has to say about 2010. I'm also going to be teaching everyone how to calculate their personal year number and what those numbers mean. So I would love to meet you. And so if you're interested in attending the event, please contact Susan Duvall at SusanDuvallSeminars.com, or you can call her at 215-348-5755. And again, that's a workshop that's January 3rd, so it's going to be a pretty exciting workshop. I'm happy about it. But I'm even happier because I am delighted to welcome back one of my most favorite guests this evening, Michelle White Dove.
Thank you so much to have me on.
Pleasure. love ya. You may remember her as being the winner of America's Psychic Challenge, where she was crowned America's number one psychic. But long before that, Michelle worked as a professional psychic medium, a medical intuitive, a spiritual life coach, a business consultant, a psychic investigator, and a futurist. Michelle has been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, just to name a few television stations, also on NPR. She's been the subject of many articles in print. She is also the author of a series of books that she's written, and these are all about her adventures and also her insights into the journey of the soul, which all of these books help to enlighten the rest of us. I want to encourage you to visit her website, which is www.michellewhitedove.com, and there you'll find more information about her work, her books, and also her upcoming appearances. And I want to say that one of the things that Michelle is known for is her predictions, many of which she wrote about in her one of her earlier books, She Talks with Angels. And many of those predictions have come true, including the prediction about the price of gold and how high it would soar. Each year she puts her predictions on her blog page, which is currently, for some strange reason, under construction when I visited it today. So I imagine the new predictions will be up soon. And I almost feel as though I'm getting an exclusive because they're not on the website, so I get to talk to her about them tonight. So I'm really super excited, and I'm not going to wait another second. Hey, Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, honey. Thanks a lot. It is under construction. We're making some changes out for the better. Reaching out to the masses, when I say we, I'm talking about Shantae, my manager, my assistant. It really does take, I hope this doesn't sound obnoxious, but it really does take more than one person to, you know, do all these things. So looking into 2010, I thought 2009, well, I was looking, you know, into going maybe 2010. Would be better, and it's really, the bottom line, it's going to be what we make it, but when we say we, we're talking about not only individually, collectively, so let me just start off with saying that the year, it's the year of the tiger, and the year of the tiger, like last year in 2009, when it comes to an end on the global scale, I mean, mask around here, humanity is in a state of flux, a stage of evolution. People in every continent are being prompted towards spiritual growth. Individually, we are being asked to be awakened. That's why I say on a global scale, we, as individually and collectively. But during this process, many of our corporate man-made systems are being tested. Politics, healthcare, warfare, religions, financial institutions, and just as I've already, as you said, predicted in my first book, which was on the shelves in 2000, She Talks with Angels. Unfortunately, those, many of those, well, actually, they've all come to pass. And, you know, it was funny, Allison, because I just said to the girls, I said, you know, it's one thing when you know it and you're getting it and you write it and you put it out there on the shelf, but, boy, is it another thing to live it, right?
Exactly. That's why
I think it's so important to tell everybody out there that's listening, along with, you know, when I put you up and represents me or what show I'm doing, and so my listeners are listening to. And it's just really hard for light workers. And if it's hard for light workers, imagine how the average person feels, even though we are all intuitive and have our way, you know, our gifts, or maybe not so many gifts. But the point is that people are going into this state of fear, and our government isn't telling us anything except no comment, which is their standard answer, because it would create chaos. But then again, we should have the choice, a free will, to decide what we want to do individually and collectively, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a very difficult process. I that all these systems, man-made systems, are really no longer working, and it's going to take some time before you see them all go down, and then we create better systems, and that's where all the Indigo children come in, and the children with autism are just here to teach us about, you know, unconditional love, and they think we have a problem, not them. And, you know, Mother Nature's cleaning house also, and that's going to continue to go through the year 2010, and that's just going to keep on happening. So, but more on a spiritual level, please know that I do not intentionally, or rather that you do not intentionally incarnate during this time of upheaval. So people say, well, it's an accident. No, you planned this. And I know that's hard for a lot of people out there going, there's no way. But we did this because it is a very exciting time on the other side of the coin, if we flip the coin, because of all the changes and because of the heightened state of awareness, and that's happening on, again, a global scale. So that's, you know, a lot of souls are here to see humanity shift with Mother Nature, with the Earth shift as well. And, you know, you're going to experience, we already have, with Mother Earth, her kind of reaching out to different places, and it's due to wherever she feels that she needs to protect herself. And people don't realize that the Mother Earth is the feminine aspect of God and gives life to all things and has her, what I call animal totems or earth angels, and just the earth itself and the power, you know, of nature. Mm-hmm. You told me to talk.
Well, no, and I'm loving it. I might want to section it off a little bit. section it off just a little bit, you know. Let's kind of like concentrate on some specifics that you mentioned, okay?
Okay.
First and foremost, the awakening, the enlightenment. I mean,
which is what I'm
trying
to say now. Yes, that's what's happening. And for me, it gets me excited because it's the first time that I've seen so many people going, okay, I was raised Catholic, but guess what? That's, you know, I know there's more. And so it's just exciting when you see a lot of people waking up, even though they don't realize what that process is initially, but to help them get through it and give them the tools is wonderful.
Right. I think that's one thing that I clearly see and have been seeing over the very, you know, intensifying over the past several years. And also, if you just look at media, and you were part of that, I mean, let's face it, America's Psychic Challenge itself was part of the awakening.
Thank you. To put
that subject on TV to start the discussion, to make people question, to make people look beyond, you know, maybe what they were told, also to give them opportunities to see it in action. So you yourself were part of this media blitz that's bringing forth a plethora, and I would do say plethora, of television programs to the mainstream to, I think, get the conversation started, and also people that are experiencing paranormal or psychic insights or any types of activity, even spirit connection. You know, this also gives them information. It also makes them feel like they're not alone, that they're not the only one. And also, it's mainstreaming it, meaning it's not that woo-wee-woo thing where you go and see the gypsy with the crystal ball, but this is becoming mainstream, and it's actually becoming I've had so many people say to me, I never thought I'd ever be getting a reading, but here I am. And I think that even, you know, the idea of getting a reading or getting some insight or learning about your soul or why you're here, I think people are really strongly questioning it. So, and you know, and if you even look and see, the number one movie at the box office at one point was Paranormal Activity, and there's been a lot of that type of things even in the movies and print. So yeah. I'm really excited with you.
Well, I have a lot of things coming on, you know, and going on out there. I don't know if I mentioned to you about Lily Dale, that they were doing a documentary, and so that will, I think, Sean, that's the way I'm going, like, okay, that was pushed off a little bit longer, so we'll just leave that there. Spring.
So we're going to see you spring. Back on TV then. Is that
you're
what you're
going
to
see me back
us?
On TV more than one way in one channel? Yes, I already did that, so that's behind me. But it, you know, airs like when you guys watch it, I'm already on to the next project. Like America's
sure.
Psychic Challenge is already it's airing right now again in Norway, and it's just like incredible. No one told me they were going to show the show would be aired over and over around the
over
world.
Over and over. Sure.
And over and over, yeah, and even, you know, through the web and whatnot, I had no idea that it would be so, you know, grand, but I'm glad because the reason why I did the show, they didn't tell us about the money and I didn't know, was to say, listen, there are some of us out there that do have this ability and we do love and care about the planet and humanity, and listen, we can make it better and how. And then, it, of course, it became something against light and dark, but that's fine, too, because this is some information, some heavy information, so we can go positive or heavy. How do you want to do it, Alison?
Positive, uh-huh.
Want to do it positive?
Yes, I do,
okay,
but I really feel that,
okay,
go
I'm going to ask you, as a numerologist, what do you see for, you know, this supposed discussion of time?
What do I see for what, dear? I'm sorry.
Well, you're a numerologist, and as far as I'm concerned, a psychic, even if you don't say it, intuitive,
yeah.
Along with other things. I mean, I'm sure you've looked into 2010
sure.
and
sure.
seen this upheaval. But, yes, even though there are changes in our man-made systems and changes with Mother Nature cleaning house or clearing out an area so it can rejuvenate, 2012 is not the end of the world, like everybody keeps thinking. You know,
right.
Is this the end of us? No, it's a very special time that's, you know, as you know, by the Mayan calendar and so many others, that really represents the ascension and that we're there. And we really are already in that process, but people sure. will know by 2012, 2014, the second window, the Spirit has not given me a third window of where this is going to be a major shift in, forget individually, collectively, and a lot of
right.
things happen that bring us together as
right.
sisters and brothers. And in the year 2010, this is,
right.
you know, some people are still upset, and I am too, about 9-1-1 or what happened in New Orleans. So you're going to see events like that play out.
Sure.
And people need to not be fearful, but they need to know that we can pray. You know, we can also take our own responsibility for our own deeds or lack of. You know, it's really about your personal power and to create a better way of life. And once
right.
you get that you are the creator of your reality, you know, and you go through the motions, and of course it's very difficult to be positive all the time, but that's what we're striving for, is that state of grace. And this is why we're being shook, literally, to
right.
the core of our soul. God's going, wake up, kiddies, you know, this is serious.
Right. Right. Well, I think, you know, getting to adversity or difficult situations or even traumatic events, I think they offer great opportunities, because I think that people get in touch with being a member of humanity. It's not just about those people, but it's us. It's not just
us.
A tragedy. Hello?
Are you there?
Are you still there? It's
yes.
Okay. I don't know what that was.
That's hello. You know, Mercury's getting ready to go in retrograde. You know how that goes.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, I was on a radio show earlier today, and I got really familiar with Mercury in retrograde earlier.
Ugh.
But anyhow, it teaches us that you know, about compassion as well, and about caring for our fellow man. And I feel that on many levels that these are lessons, and they're teaching us. I think that, and I'm going to say this quite frankly, that perhaps New Orleans taught us of, you know, here is an entirely different set of circumstances with people that perhaps were not powerful, that weren't the, you know, didn't have the money, didn't have, and they were the ones that were left behind, and they were the ones that suffered. And, you know, this perhaps gives us a message that the help is not always there. And that, you know, perhaps we needed to rethink and look at where do we put our priorities.
That's right.
Do we just put our priorities? Yeah. I mean, on the financial sector in New York City, are not the people that were drowning and the people that were in need and the people that were left behind in New Orleans, what on God's green earth happened there? And I think that shows the two events I feel are clearly connected, the have and the have nots.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can assure you, right, if it was Kenny Bunkport that had the hurricane and there were a bunch of rich people sitting on their housetops, I can rest assured they would have been rescued immediately.
Oh, yeah. No, you have it on the nail. And this is what really gets under my skin, is that our own government has cut out the lower middle class and upper middle class and intentionally doing this. We're in a recession heading for a depression, and I'm just going to go for it and tell you that that's because people are being fearful. And we are getting our own government, like, yeah, let them do what they want up there, you know, because they moved where the true government is, which is in Colorado Springs. You know, I have to tell you, sometimes, Allison, it's difficult for me to give up some of my blogs, like when I'm on, or predictions on the radio, because I have a few people that like to copy them. So I'm like, well, let them go for it, right? Hopefully they'll say that and get that out to the world, too. But, you know, that's why I always date them and put them up there so everybody knows. And I leave the ones up there that maybe have not come into fruition. You understand?
Right.
And I think that's
right. Well, when I look at the, I just want to jump in with the financials. You know, when I observed and really looked at the events that happened in October with the financials, which October is a really good window on what's going to upcome in the following year, and you're hearing the chatter, the positive news that's coming out of the financial sector, but it's all smoke and mirrors, if you ask me. And I think that there's a tremendous amount of negative news coming in the financial sector. I think that the unemployment rate doesn't even begin to reflect reality.
No.
I personally feel that as soon as they're done pumping money into the stimulus program, that the home sales are just going to bottom right out. I think that there's going to be more bank failures. I think that
all man-made institutions, banks will come down to one, airlines will come down to where you have a couple, you know, schools will come down to where you have a few schools. Everything is, it's like they're trying to make it in one, you only have one place to go. But the truth is, in seeing the future, like you're saying, you're spot on, that has to break down, and that's what's happening before we can rebuild. And then these younger children, people like, you know, ourselves are like going, yeah, we got it, and we're trying to help all of those little indigo children and other spirits and light workers and such, and I believe in that. But, you're going to see, it's already happening. The banks are closing. People are walking away from their homes, foreclosures, or they just go. People having downsized to a one-bedroom apartment with a full family. I mean, I have, you know, just dealing with the readings, you know, day to day, I'm just blown away, you know, and I have a lot of empathy and sympathy and, you know, come from that as well, so I can feel them, regardless if they're in front of me or on the phone. And it's, it's a kind of scary ride, but last year was too, and what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And I always, and that's why I did that show, and I'll say this on the air, I know with a shadow of doubt that the light and love of God, and that we are his children, her children, Father, Mother, God, Holy Spirit, is so much greater than the darkness. That where there is light, and I always pray prayed out, you know, look, we have genocide right now happening in Africa. We swore after the Holocaust we would never allow that to happen again. But yet our own government says, well, who cares about Africa? You know, well, I do. You know what I mean? And what comes around goes around, or, you know, what goes downhill. And it's just very important that we think of each other not as, oh, that person's Catholic or that girl's white or that man's black. It's about looking into their souls and doing, and then finding that within yourself also. You know, how can you reach out to other people if you can't help yourself or love yourself yet, or you haven't spiritually wakened up? You're going to see goals fluctuate. It will crash. I see this year a crash again in the stock market, but they have this thing where it bottoms out, but I don't care. It's going to crash. And you're going to see a lot of people, like in the 20s, do some crazy things because they're going to say, there went all my money. Now, we've already had a little scandal, and it's not little by any means, because I don't want those people out there that hear me talking going little, you know, that lost so much money in the stock market. And I'm not big with the stock market because I know who controls it. And I've always told people that since I started doing this full time, even before that. You know, don't put your money there. Put your money in gold. I gave them that when it was like 300 or 350 an ounce. I said that gold would hit 1200. And when I said it would hit, it did. And when I say myself, I'm nothing more than a humble messenger. I'm just, you know, a person that God created a little odd, you know, and has this gift, and I just choose to use it to try to help humanity. I don't see the point in it otherwise.
Right. Well, taking it back to the financial sector, you know, to me, it all centers around greed, and how much is enough? How many, I mean,
well, what about all the money that was presented and they didn't even do it? How many trillion? I mean, it was like, and nobody saw a dollar of it, the people. So, I mean, if you ask the government, no comment. Well, let's see, people aren't going to get their Social Security, so we can kiss that goodbye. People are the highest, we have the highest rate right now of unemployment, and yet no jobs are offered, and those that are offered are like almost minimum wage or a little bit better. I mean, it is really tough out there, but you know, I grew up in a very tough situation, grew up very hard in a, you know, let's just say area and family, which I don't have to put too much out there. But, you know, I looked at that today. I've kind of took a day of prayer and meditation. And when I look back at that, I said, oh, if I can live through that, I can live through this, right? I mean, you know, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And it also makes it where we relate to the people that we counsel or read for in the first place. It's easy for somebody to say, how do you feel? Well, so I felt so good when I was talking to you, you know. So it's just really about doing the work. But with the financial, you know, like you're saying, you want to focus on the financial affairs, you better be really darn sure where you put your money. And really, your money, I'm not talking about paper, because paper's going to be worthless. I mean, look, the euro is worth more than our dollar. Look at the UK. I mean, it's just, it blows me away, because I went to Russia when it was communist and you couldn't get anything, and now it's just total chaos and mayhem there. And, you know, in certain sections of the world, I would definitely say do not go there for various reasons. You know, we're going to experience a lot of different things with the weather and earthquakes.
Stop right there. you said the magic word that's where all my bells are ringing. That's where all my exclamation points are. And so just for the sake of putting it out there on this particular radio show, you said earthquakes, and my thing is we've got, if it based upon the events of October, and that's a good deal of where a numerologist will look to see some information, and based upon how strongly that message came across to me, I feel that we are in for some large magnitude earthquakes with tsunamis and high death tolls, and I am seriously concerned. If I was going to place an exclamation point, that's where I would put it, on earthquakes.
Yes.
Because to me, it was, you know, we sit here, and this is what boggles my mind, okay? I'm just an average housewife, okay? And a numerologist, you know, that's what I do, but well, I'm just a regular person. I'm normal, sane, practical, grounded, down to earth, okay? Hello. You know, when you can get 16 major earthquakes in a period of so many hours, something is up, baby. When you can have that many large magnitude earthquakes in such a short a time, something is happening under Mother Earth. When you have volcanoes erupting and other signs of stress being put upon the planet, why is not, I mean, is it because they don't want to frighten us, because they don't want to scare us, or they don't want to tell us the truth? But you
well,
know,
they don't,
really,
definitely, they're not going to tell us the truth. And unfortunately, people are looking for the truth, so they search for that until they feel they found that. And, you know, but what's so important for people, and it's difficult these days, but still, we can either suffer, right, and be fearful, and it only creates more of that, or we can be around some people that vibrate as high as we do or even higher, that would be great, and that are positive and say we are co-creators of our reality, individually and collectively. It's the collective part, the whole that's got us in this jam here. Where, and I don't know if you'd known this, but there was a, you know about Norway, that big hole, that gateway that was opened up?
Right, right.
And being a numerologist, and I still say you're intuitive, and maybe other things, if you look at it, and now, and this is kind of like, I don't know if it's in your area, but we have, literally, God has sent us the Archangel Michael and the Archangel Uriel from the heavens at this particular time. In 2010, not too long ago, and this month, and legions of angels to follow. So there's a war declared between the good and light, unconditional love and light, and fear and darkness. And they're here to protect the innocent, and they're here to help us light workers and help whoever they can. When there is that darkness that men sometimes or people, you know, dive in, they can only look away, but they definitely, when God sends his two warrior angels, and Uriel is fierce. Everyone's like, oh, he just is the creator, and you know, no, he never misses his mark, because that's how I got through America Psychic Challenge. I worked with Michael and Uriel, and they were on my sides. So you know, it was like literally getting directions, unless I stopped listening to them, and I listened to my ego or mind. And then it's incorrect, obviously. But, you know, when that concerns me, that to me is a definite sign. When I know, I feel it, and then the gateway opens up, then God says, okay, yep, Uriel and Michael and all your legions, and keep even some of the light workers when I do what we call out-of-body experience. And when I'm going places, nope, can't come up to the higher realms. The earth is like our earth. Needs so much right now that it's not only these legions of angels that have been sent to help humanity and where we don't destroy ourselves completely and the planet. It's more about the planet, to be honest with you, because God's basically, you are my children, you know the rules, you have free will, so you've made your choice back in 2006, whether you're aware of it or not. And either you're, you know, coming from love or light and fear and darkness. And in the higher realms, there is no fear and darkness in the heavens. And even here, if we're coming from love and light, that automatically neutralizes that energy. And, you know, people say to me, how do you do what you do with dealing with people? Well, because it's like the words, you know, from God are coming out and I'm speaking them. And how do I know? So I really don't even remember most of the time. When I channel, you know, it's like Shanti's my memory banks, but I don't want to remember because, you know, doing all these readings, I'd be not just crazy insane, so thank God for that, a filtering process. But no, gold is going to go up even more and fluctuate, and you can see that. Silver is a good investment, and I stand my ground. Gold, silver, copper, property, you know, precious gems. And then here's something else I want to say, and it's simple, and that's going to be my next book, as I'm working on three right now, which is for the year 2010 and beyond that, 2010 to 11, is a time of getting back to the basics.
Sure.
It's time for us to downsize, to grow our gardens and our water resource, have one, improve the basic quality of life, be in your integrity, basically walk your talk. You can try to fake it, but you're only lying to yourself and God and everyone else that sees you. You know what I mean? It's right. Really, the veil is being lifted, and that's what concerns me. The veil is being lifted, and when the veil is being lifted between this world, our world, and the heavens, with these angels, and then saying, all right, we're here to help you, at 911, basically, we have all of these things that are an all-time high that I've never seen before, and I don't look at statistics. I can't even turn on a computer. I just blow them up. And that's the truth. You know, we're looking at, the banks, you know,
right.
Looking for buyouts. But we're looking at the schools, like for our children, there's a lot of changes there, like this ADD and ADHD, and then they come up with new ones. You know who's in and making the big money is the pharmaceutical companies. But again, considered to be corporate or with government.
Let me just make a point here, because I can't remember exactly. I think I made a comment on Facebook, and I said, if you're sitting there in your living room in your right mind, and if you do happen to be watching TV, at any given program, several pharmaceutical ads come on. Now, if you're sitting there and you're listening, okay, you can't sleep, so take this pill, and you'll be able to sleep. And then you start to listen to the side effects, and you have to be crazy to take the pill. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, am I the only human being in the world that's sitting here listening to this? They're spoon feeding it to you like this is something you need. And when you listen to the side effects, you're thinking, why on God's green earth would you take this pill? And to me,
I'm with you. You sound like me. I say this. I've said this on so many stations and so many stages.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
It is.
And I recently had an experience. And I was told, you know, since I was 47 years old, I was told I had acid reflux. Take this pill, take this pill. And I really was miserable, so I took the pill. Well, all of a sudden, everything just kept getting worse and worse and worse. So I went for some tests, and the doctor said to me, don't take the pill. You don't need it. There's nothing wrong with your stomach. I'm like, you can't be serious. I need that pill.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say aloe helps that naturally. So
I stopped taking the pill thinking, well, okay, I'm well. I just give up. This is just...
No, but see, right there, you took back your power.
And I feel...
You know what I mean? Exactly. And you said, oh, really? No, I don't think so.
I didn't need it, and I was fine.
Exactly.
Taking back your power, using your brain. How can you possibly sit there and watch a pharmaceutical commercial and that's just...
And you know what? They run them late at night, because I'm nocturnal, and I'm like, flip the channel, there's another one, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't want commercials. And I sat there one time doing exactly what you're doing. I said, oh, my God, there's going to be a happy pill. Well, guess what? They just came out with a new pill that they call the happy pill, literally. Like, this is going to make you happy, warm, and fuzzy, and all good. Well, you know what? I'm waiting for them to come out now next with a pill that says, you are spiritually enlightened. Just take this, and you will have the knowledge. It doesn't work that way. We have to go through the experiences. I mean, honestly, so it cracks me up in one way because I have a sick sense of humor. But in another, it just, you know, burns my, you know, let's just say chaps my, you know what.
There has to be a legion of people out there that can see themselves.
Well, there's a legion of people, not as many as we would like. Hello. Or we wouldn't have Michael in his legions or Uriel here. And I know why they're here. They're here to... for the innocent, to protect them, and people like us, that like other people that work with the dark arts that want to make an attack, I just laugh. Good luck. It just comes right back to you tenfold.
Right.
And, you know, if you knew anything about spirituality, which obviously you don't, you wouldn't be doing those naughty things because you've really just cut your own throat. Hence why I take the high road. Karma's enough for me, but I mean...
Sure, well, you're reaping what you sow,
so
you better be careful of what you send out there.
Let me just go over this, if you can, a bit. I'm looking, I have so much. I mean, that's just it. I have everything on, like, going, my God, society. You know, we also have people doing compounds, and you're going to see it go back to kind of clans, people doing a lot of bartering now, and like I said, what to invest in. Please don't put their money somewhere else, guys. I can't stand to see the people hurt like this. And when I say the people, to me, it's always been the we, us, you know. Never has it been I, me, the ego. As long as I can remember, I've always said we, and people said, why do you say we? I mean, I say, because it's our brothers and our sisters. It's our same, creator that's created them, that's created us, that we're all a fragment, a piece of that Godhead that's having this experience that's very short in the grand scheme of things, because time is also another lie. It's linear. It's not linear. And people are actually starting to recognize that and go, wow, it felt like it was just like, 15 minutes and you're done with your lecture, or it felt like it was 5 minutes when, whatever, or 5 hours that you were in pain in 5 minutes. I mean, people just can't believe that, time is a lot.
Time is getting a little bizarre.
Isn't it? I mean, how much you know?
It is. It's crazy. I'm like, where did that 5 hours go? Or, I'll start to talk to somebody, especially on this particular show, and next thing you know, 55 minutes is gone, and I'm like, but it seemed like I just started talking. It is bizarre. And I don't wear a watch, and I generally don't keep track.
No, mine's spent. It doesn't keep track.
No, I don't.
Let me say this, though, because I just feel like we owe it to the people that are listening. They're like, where are the, it's just it, there's so many, let me just see, which one you want to go, society, globalization, government, religion, economy, I got it all, sister.
Well, let me ask you, do you see anything as far as new discoveries? Let's talk about some positive things, because...
Exactly. Well,
I really feel that this, all right, first off, I want to talk about manifestation just for one moment, okay?
That's good, because that's what people are going to need as a tool.
Right, because we're moving into a three-year, and this numerically is all about the visualization, the holding that picture.
It's about manifestation. It's about getting off your butt. Yeah, it's about getting off your butt and making it happen. It's not going to be delivered to you. I'm not even some pizza guy. So it's like... I keep telling people, we are our co-creators, we are our own creators of our reality. That's where we then take responsibility for the actions or lack of that we have or haven't done, of consequences. And a lot of people don't want to look at their own stuff. They don't want to deal with that. But again, we have to base it on our intent, and I'd like to think that you have a pure intent, because if it's not done with a pure intent, guess what? It's not going to play out. Because everybody says, well, I did that. And I said, did what? I made the prayer, and I have a pure intent, and I'm trying to work through this, manifesting your reality, this course you're teaching. I said, but you didn't believe it. If you didn't believe it, you could do the prayer all you want. You're just lying to God and yourself. So that's why it didn't work. You got to believe it. You got to believe in God. Believe in yourself. Believe that that is going to happen. And you create your reality that we can hurt other people or help other people with the choices that we make. And we don't even think about that because we're too busy thinking about ourselves. But it's really about the intent, then the thought process, the programming, what thoughts are running through, some of those programs that we need to delete that are there and, served its purpose or was a lesson. And then it's about visualization, and then it is about also, forgive me, my voice, is not only visualization, it's the word, the power of the word. Speak that you're creating, and then get up and finish it. And that's where you have to physically, still in this realm, third dimension still, physically make it happen. But because time is spinning, so to speak, and we are in this ascension to 2012-14. Also, I'm told there's a third date. I have not got it yet. And until then, we have to make our own paradise, or we can make our own hell.
Next year, working with the energy is really about, I think that it's going to have very strong manifestation overtones, meaning perhaps it's going to happen quicker, faster. And so you really want to get in touch with that. And when you talk about, I'm going to take you back to what you said about getting down to the basics, getting down to the simple things in life. And also that, it's the inner child energy. It is, and children look at things with you know, the simplicity of things and the beauty in things and the joy in the simple things. You know, I wish, you know, when children are little, you can entertain them with something from the dollar store and they think it's the greatest thing on earth. You know, and I wish I could be entertained with something that costs a dollar. You know, those days are long gone.
Right.
And so this is about going back to basics, but also the, you know, the manifestation. I think
but going back to basics, we can manifest. We're still going to manifest that. We're going to manifest whatever we think or believe, you know.
Right, but and you can only manifest according to your heart's desire, according to what makes you happy. And I think that, and so this kind of goes along with enlightenment, that the more people that become enlightened, then what they want to manifest, it shifts. And so the more people that want to manifest a more peaceful planet where no one is suffering, where we all can be happy, where everyone is taken care of, where there is no suffering, the more enlightened.
It only takes 25% of the population to wake up spiritually to change the entire outcome of the worldly speaking, globally speaking,
and
what our future holds. We could create
and
a paradise.
And I believe next year is that opportunity to do that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, it's a fire year of change and getting up and making it happen. Not thinking about it, not, you know, mulling it over, but just knowing it. How about knowing it? I mean, I always like to work directly from the top of my intuition. Obviously, God gives us a brain and a mind and for common sense and intelligence, things like that. But it's, you know, I just want to say to everybody, you've got prayer is a positive thing, too, you know. Prayer is powerful in numbers and even individually. It's what your belief system is. But regardless of your belief system, these things are already in order and they're going to take place. There are three probable outcomes for our future, and I've seen all three of them. And they change, as you said, when more and more people wake up. That gives us such great hope, because guess what? Not only do they wake up, but then their children, you know, it's that domino effect, and it can save us.
Right, and that's why I feel very strongly about next year and the potential, infinite possibilities.
It's infinite.
Really.
I mean, you know what I was told? Look at the sky, until you can't see any further, and that's how, you know, infinite is. I mean, I'm really take a lot of pride in manifesting because of the work that I do. So I need to manifest, and how I do that is by getting my priorities and organizing that, and, you know, and just like we went through those steps. But I also, again, work with prayer and meditation to help me. And, you know, the gift is still there, of course, but even for people right now to keep their sanity, it's important that they find something. And they, you know, what makes me sad, Alison, is that they're reaching out to all the naughty things, you know. Naughty for the body and the spirit, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, instead of going within. But they're starting to, at least, those people that I'm talking about right now, they're starting to go, I've tried all this crap. Nothing is working. What works? Hey, Michelle, why do you always look, what's that? What is that you have? I want some of that. I said, it's spirit. I went to my 20-year class from reunion, and they all said to me, my God, Michelle, you look the same. And they was like, how do you do it in the sense, I guess, of, you know, aging? And I said, I don't think about aging or numbers like that. And I don't know, what can I say? It's spirit. It's the greatest spirit. And I really believe that.
Right.
I have much here.
I want to take you to a different point, if I can. Or go back to a point and visit it for a second. We talked about, and you talked about, you know, the legion of archangels and the warrior of angels and the veil lifting. And I also feel that next year that there's going to be a lot of visual, whether you want to call them
UFOs,
visions or, you know, anything paranormal, I think, but especially things that can be seen. Seen with the naked eyes. Now, you are a very gifted psychic medium, okay? So this is part of your lifestyle, okay?
Well, other people, I live it every day.
You know, there's a whole bunch of people out there that maybe have never actually seen an angel or had very strong paranormal experiences where they've seen things. And I feel that a whole lot of people are going to get, you know, shaken from their very core, because I really think that there's going to be a lot of that going on. Not to mention UFO activity.
Well, they're already here. I mean, they're here. They just camouflage themselves. But we have a lot of star beings that are here to help us and stop us from some idiot hitting a nuke or nuking someplace or other things that, you know, just people going crazy out of, you know, they think they've lost everything when they haven't, because they place their value in things.
Sure.
When our value should be about peace and tranquility and happiness and our, you know, helping others. And, I mean, this whole planet has all their priorities screwed up. And if
Absolutely.
We could just get back, you know, again, to the basics and understand that. And you know what? I think everybody needs a spiritual education just as much as they need an education in their school to read and write.
Right. But the problem lies there is, you know, so many different diversity of beliefs that it would be, you know, kind of hard to do.
I've broke down a lot of doors, you know, a lot of doors that have never been broke or opened, and that I'm proud of, you know, like teaching at NOVA. I mean, I thought I was, you know, had to get interviewed, come to my house, fingerprint, investigate. I'm like, this is to teach at a school. But I did it because no one did that, you know, and I wanted people to come in for hardly nothing and take these classes. That's what, you know, the books are come from spirit, but they come from Shante, you know, my whole staff, that we put everything into it, not for money, so people can go, wow, I read this book, and it makes so much sense, and I'm not crazy, it's true. And
right,
that's why,
exactly.
You know, yeah, and that's why the predictions, too. But the predictions, if you want to be, and I already have them, and like I said, we could be on the phone for a very long time going over them. I'm looking at, like, I got pages in front of me on all kinds of issues.
Well, you know what? We have, let's just put it this way. We have, like, about 12 minutes left on the show.
Exactly. That's my point, dear. My point.
So is there anything in particular, like, you've got your papers, is it, and you don't have to dwell, but if there's anything in particular that you just kind of want to go over, the things that you want to bring up, just go for it.
Okay, yes. I do, because whenever they are hitting global, you know, I know
sure.
that to me is important. So worldwide people will intuitively, I like that word, intuitively begin to migrate to safe havens. Or even a lot of Americans have crossed the borders and gone to Canada, but that's a short fix. Our economy is breaking theirs. I see that many third world immigrants are starting to return to their homelands, and immigrants of industrial nations, so to speak, will begin to seek out new places to live, such as third world countries that where they can afford to live quite comfortably, frankly, and a lot of people are doing that. A continued downturn in the economy, we both touched on that, leads to a social upheaval and emotional distress. A mass depression has descended on humanity. Pharmaceutical companies will continue to prey on consumers by marketing antidepressants by way of TV, print ads, so that people go to their doctors and ask specifically for these drugs. These drugs only help to create a fog in the mind, numb the emotions, and blind the people from seeing the ugly truth. Self-medication is not the answer, and I know why a lot of people do it, because it's a buffer, but it is not the answer, and you must find the light within yourself, and be the light for the people around you. Focus on yourself. Go within. Learn to be self-reliant and independent. Grow gardens again. Preserve foods. Can them. I see neighbor co-ops, you know, with increase. I mean, like, it's just the barter system, like I talked about, is, like, very popular, and a lot of people don't know that. Rural compounds and places like that will spring up. They already are. They're springing up, and it's really about the people coming together to create a self-sufficient community that's from 2010 going into 2014, and I still don't have the window. The U.S. government is being run by corporations, not the voters. We all know that, right? The stimulus packages are a sham. They helped to increase U.S. government debt to $12 trillion. And I see that these packages were designed to fill to the pockets of the big business while the purposely letting millions of individuals go bankrupt. The U.S. government is working against its citizens, and purposely the economy is declining, and the cost of goods to eat and services will continue to rise. Obama will continue to break his presidential campaign promises. The people of the world have been deceived, and I stand my 2008 prediction of Obama's character. Ultimately, the people will turn against him. That's already happening. The United States troops will not be coming home in 2010. That's just got awful. In fact, war will escalate in the Middle East. China will establish more influence over U.S. policy. In 2010, there will be a very heated words when China warns the USA to stay out of any Asian policy and conflicts. China is already the new superpower. Our government will feel the need to join with Canada, Mexico, to form a North American alliance, you could say. Mexico has become the capital of just about every human trafficking. I'm just like disgusting things. Slavery, drugs, murder, you name it. It's like a black hole, Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, modern day. Governments will continue to release propaganda as fear-based medical announcements of different, let's say, so-called flus or airborne things, and people going crazy. Hold on there. Are you with me there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm sorry. I told you. I told you I got a big mouth. Okay, religion. This one I love. Religion, 2010, 2014. I love this because I don't believe in any man-made religion. Dogmatic religions will fall. The masses feel that the church has let them down with scandal after scandal. And the people that are going are not receiving the answers needed in times of hardship. There will be a falling of false prophets, and during this shift of consciousness, spiritual leaders will need to be living a life of integrity. People are going back to the basics of real spirituality, and the one thread that runs through all religions is unconditional love. The economy in 2010, commercial real estate loans are the next big bubble of bad loans that will rock our economy for now. I see that New York is the only place holding real, value in their real estate and just kind of holding their own, to be honest. Inflation will turn, meaning the U.S. economy/stock market will crash again. We both said 2010, so get prepared. Start by cutting your costs down. And there's a lot of people that don't even know how to do that. Well, what do you mean? Well, do you need this? No. Well, why do you have it? You know what I mean? And clutter. You know, wherever there's clutter, your mind can't be clear. It's like an energy level that's low. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Godliness.
Michelle. I know.
Say, Michelle, be quiet. We
have 1 minute. And I know that this is crazy, and we could go on for another hour.
Yeah,
and what you have to say is really important, but I'm assuming that this is going to be on the blog. So what I want to do is just take a moment here and tell everyone that really Michelle's blog is really, it's a must read, and I know that they're going to get it up there, and these predictions will be on there, and a lot more information. So I want to refer everyone to MichelleWhiteDove.com. Make sure you check out that blog.
And
Michelle,
Facebook.
It is time for us to go. I can't, and I'm so sorry for having to cut you short when you were on such a roll. I know you have a lot more to say. You're just going to have to come back.
I love you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show. I really appreciate it.
You're a sweetheart, honey, and God bless you. Thank you. Next time, maybe we'll get some more covered there. I only had one page left.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But, you know,
Good night, honey.
I guess it's best left unsaid until next time.
That's right.
So,
there's a reason for everything.
You take care, sweetie, and call me, and we'll get you back on the show, okay?
Okay. I'll have Shantae do that. All right.
All right.
May your holidays be... That's absolutely wonderful. God bless you, honey.
You too, bye-bye. Dear. And everyone, we'll be back again next week. And again, thank you so much for Michelle. Thank you, everybody, okay. for listening. Really appreciate that. Be back again next week. Y'all have a wonderful celebration for New Year's. And, of course, I'm going to be wishing you abundant blessings for 2010. God bless you all. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.